today.
Attorney General Eric Holder has decided to launch a criminal investigation into the BP oil spill. How many of you think that there will be convictions in this one? We're going to talk about the spill itself. Everybody's looking for the ultimate junk shot. If you've got one, take your best and take aim. You can do it right here in the air. We'll send it to BP, 800-259-5791, or you can do it the snail mail way, americatonight.net. Big flap over Israel and what happened with the Gaza blockade and the Gaza aid flotilla that was trying to get through on Monday. If you have no clue what I'm talking about, I'll explain, I promise. It's not as complicated as it sounds. Hope you had a fabulous weekend and enjoyed your extra day off if you had one for Memorial Day or got to hang with the family, at least for some grub, even if you had to work on Memorial Day or the day before. One thing Memorial Day signifies, besides the fact that we have these great freedoms, thanks to people who sacrificed lives, families who lost cherished loved ones, in many cases at very young ages, in some of the wars that we've waged and been a part of over so many years' time. And then those who I think are currently sacrificing, too. I know Memorial Day is about honoring the dead, but I think you honor those that are living, too, that are serving. To me, that they're on the radar screen as well. I was very proud. In my neighborhood, I saw a ton of American flags. I mean, flags I hadn't seen before, so I thought that was terrific. But it also signifies in a different way, on a more shallow level, hey, it's time for summer. It's like ultimately the sign that, yeah, summer is here. Lots of kids are getting out of school. And we got 3 long months of a hot, sweltering summer with the cicadas in the background chirping to get through. And in some places, it is unseasonably hot. But speaking of hot, I think the heat was really turned up on this whole oil spill thing. And the reason why is because even though they knew it was going to happen, Top Kill died. It bought a little bit of time because there was discussion about this pumping the mud into the leak. And if that could happen, it happens in shallower waters and it works. And if we can get that done, then we can fix it. And less oil will be spilling in the Gulf of Mexico. In fact, no oil because we'll be able to cap it. It didn't work, not a surprise. And everything so far that BP has done has not worked. And the reason I think partially is because you have engineers who are focused on what they do and what they do for British Petroleum and looking outside of the lines. They're not the guys who color outside of the lines. What they need is some people who color outside, people who think outside the box, people who have a different vision, people who are not looking at the same thing over and over again. You know, this happens to all of us, where whatever it is you specialize in, whatever it is you do, I don't care what it is, at some point it's like a blur, and you know you have to get a fresh perspective, or you have to ask somebody with a fresh set of eyes to look at the problem. And I think this is absolutely what BP has to do at this point. Their stock is dropping like a rock that's going to hit the bottom of the ocean floor. And they care about the stock because it's about the stockholders ultimately in companies. That's what it is, right, for the corporations, public companies. And will BP survive the cost of the oil spill became a big topic of conversation. And I think absolutely they make money hand over fist. The bigger question to me, I know people are questioning that, but the bigger question to me is once BP leaves, will everything be cleaned up, number one? Will the shrimpers and the people who lost their living in the sense of they fish or whatever it is that they do that concerns that area. Will they be able to resume what they were doing and feel confident that it will only take a season and they'll be back at it? And BP says they're going to pay everybody, and they are trying to, at this point, do that. But at what moment does it become clear that, this isn't part of what we're talking about. This isn't part of the legitimate claims. And that will happen. That's, at some point, there's going to be a line in the sand, and some people will get money and have to justify it, and some people just simply will not, even if it's what they normally would do. But before all of this stuff, before all of this is getting this thing plugged. We can talk about, is it criminal? We can talk about getting the money to the people who make their livelihood off of the Gulf of Mexico or other waters who could be damaged. We could talk about the wildlife. But the bloody thing has to be plugged. It has to be plugged. We know ridiculous amounts of oil are being pumped out there. But it doesn't matter. We can focus on measuring it and focus on all these other things. And the fragile marshes, it's terrible, of course. And, you know, ultimately what happens to some of these rare species. But you've got to be able to contain this sucker. The focus has to be on how do we seal this up? What do we do that's going to work 5,000 feet below? Surely there are enough smart eggheads in America. Surely there is somebody who can come up with a way to definitively plug this leak so that we can get on with the rest of it. That's the problem. How do you move on when you haven't even handled the problem? You've got to fix the problem. I mean, too often, and this is exactly what happens on the Hill, people go in 10 different directions. And when everybody is flailing about and looking for a paddle and looking for a lifeline, that's when it all crashes. That's when another day goes by and nothing's been done to plug this leak. That's when it's more conversation and talking heads. And that can't happen. The time for talk is done. The time for just figuring out what is it that we can do that will turn this thing around, and how many different things do we need to try? But let's try them, because at least we're doing something. At least we're trying to throw that proverbial spaghetti against the wall. That's when good things happen, frankly. It's when those off-the-wall ideas or brainstorming sessions or whatever you want to call them happen. That's when somebody's going to come up with the way to cure what ails this oil spill. What is it that's going to rein it in, and what's ultimately going to stop the flow of oil? We can measure it. We can talk about the loss of jobs. We can do all that. We can talk about criminal probes, but it doesn't matter a lick if we can't contain the sucker, right? Got any fresh ideas? Share them with us. 800-259-5791.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite-resistant, machine-washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Well, we just got through Memorial Day, and you heard me say that, you know, it's about honoring the fallen, so many of the fallen. But what happens now when we talk about Afghanistan, when we talk about Iraq, when we talk about specific places, what Baghdad is like at this point, what about Fallujah, etc.? And joining us now here on America Tonight, Connor Curran. And Connor, thanks so much for being on America Tonight. We appreciate it because you're on a special mission. We should say that Connor was in the Marine Corps. He was a combat engineer, and he was deployed to Fallujah and Ramadi as well. And, again, he's on a very special mission, much different from the one that he undertook as a Marine. Let's talk about this first out of the gate, Connor. Tell everybody what it is that you and Josh and the rest of the crew are doing to open the eyes of many Americans who aren't aware of some of the things that are happening in the places that we just mentioned.
Right. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I am sitting in the San Francisco subway right now, just getting ready to start this journey called the People's Journey, is the name of the trek we're about to take. And with us, we have another Iraq veteran, Josh Stieber, and Iraqi refugee, Salam Hassan, and we'll be joined later by two girls from the Gaza Strip. And what we're going to be doing is traveling the country, just talking about our firsthand experiences with war and what it's really like to partake in it and how it affects the lives of everyone involved. from the soldiers to the citizens of the country. And we really want to use our story to compel people to find other ways to solve problems other than violence and kind of reroute our brains to make compassion-based actions rather than fear-based actions, which seems to be so prevalent in our society.
Tell me what was Fallujah like for you? What were your expectations and what happened once you were in Fallujah?
Going in, that was just my first tour, and I just had no idea at all what to expect. And even if I had some kind of thought going into it, it would have just been blown out of the water just to see just what was once a pretty well built and functioning city just decimated, and just to see people getting by on a very kind of local and day-to-day level was just something I hadn't experienced before, and to really be taking part in kind of the destruction of it was kind of really a really intense experience for me, which has taken a lot of sorting out to get through. But ultimately, it was kind of like just being in the ruins of kind of like what was once the cradle of civilization. It was just such a powerful thing to see kind of almost like the birthplace of man just kind of laying flat.
What were your encounters with the people? Did you have any encounters with people when you were in Fallujah?
Well, during my first tour, I defused roadside bombs. So that would be basically all I did. I didn't come into much contact with the people while I was doing that. I was just solely focused on the bombs on the road and getting them off the road. But I did start making a lot more contact with people during my second tour in Ramadi, when I would do more house-to-house searches and raids. And the contact that I did come into with the Iraqi people really changed my life.
And how did it change your life?
Well, one story I actually talk about going around the country is, I draw it out a little bit when I'm speaking of it, but in short, here, I got to make sure I'm, okay, that's not my subway.
It's okay. I love this. This is live radio. This is great.
In short, though, me and my squad out were out looking for just buried weapons throughout the area of Ramadi we were working in and patrolling out of. And we had no intel that day, so we were just kind of going around just looking for anything out of the ordinary or suspicious. And we found this house that just had a really nice garden and lawn, and for us, we were just like, well, a really, really nice garden and lawn is kind of suspicious in the middle of the desert. So we decided that we would just randomly go in and search this place. And we started, my squad went in and started searching the house, kind of leaving no stone, pillow, piece of furniture unturned, kind of tearing the place up. And I got my mine detector and shovel out and started just digging up this guy's just well-manicured and tended lawn and garden, which you could see he clearly put a big piece of his heart into. And as we were just tearing this guy's place apart, I was kind of like on my knees putting a hole in his lawn. I looked over, and he was coming out the door with a tray of tea, and he went and started serving it to all of my squad members one by one, and finally came up to me, and I'm thinking, I'm not going to drink this tea. It's got to be poisoned. I mean, how could you not want to, you know, do anything but serve poison tea to people just tearing apart your life? And
right,
looking at him, I could just see in his eyes he was coming from a place of pure compassion and kindness. And he, as he served me the tea, just started speaking to me in English, which shocked me once again, and he just wanted to understand where I was coming from and make that connection. And that really, I mean, I didn't drop my gun at that point, but that really just started this whole new thought process and consciousness in myself, where I started to look at what I was doing to these other people who I thought I had so much to give, like democracy and that, all these American values. And I started to realize that I had just been, like, shown this greater capacity of humanity that I could only hope to achieve one day. And here I thought I was, like, giving all these awesome values when I had just been shown such a important lesson. And, like, that lesson went with me from Iraq to halfway across the world to my home in Ohio, and just the power that compassion had to, like, completely change around the situation and change the way someone viewed the world. That lesson the Iraqi man showed me started spreading to my friends, my family, and just by one brief interaction in an afternoon, someone acting kind and lovingly in the face of just so much hatred and anger and just basically loving an enemy that went halfway across the world and changed, you know, an entire community. A little, well, not an entire community, but I'm sure it's getting there. It definitely had a profound effect on many people in Ohio just from just this brief interaction in Iraq. And I thought that was so powerful just to see compassion spread and do that, that I wanted to kind
Pass
of go around and tell that story.
And so let's emphasize this again, because we're almost out of time, and I know you're there in the middle of trying to get a subway. So you're going to travel over, I love that, you're going to travel over 7,000 miles, and you're going to tell people about the realities of war and stories like the one you just told us, right?
Right, yeah. And each member of the journey, it just has an amazing, unique perspective. Well, a really special message to give about the present situation we're facing in the world today with our conflicts and wars.
And there's a lot of hot spots that are bubbling up, to be sure. Connor Curran, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. Good luck with your trip, and we'll talk to you along your journey.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yep. And thank you for your service. Connor, of course, as I mentioned, was in the Marine Corps. He was a combat engineer. He just told you about that in Fallujah and Ramadi and what happened there. Interesting story and how the guy embraced him. This is all goes back to collateral murder. Remember that video of the U.S. military helicopter that was shooting Iraqis, including Reuters journalists and kids? It made big headlines last month. And it was, it was all over the place. Josh Stiver talked with dozens of people. He was on our show because that video leaked out, and it was very unusual, to say the least. All right, coming back, we got more here on America Tonight.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
AirandAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirandAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirandAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirandAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With the wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you
are. Alright, giving new meaning to turnabout is not fair play or calling the kettle black. Don't know if you saw this story or not. I happened to pick up a copy of the USA Today, and I'm not surprised by this. And in fact, I think we had somebody on that was talking about the way the illegal immigrants are treated in Mexico. But while Felipe Calderon was so quick to get that round of applause when he addressed the joint Congress, which was ridiculous, and he was talking about the Arizona law and how it was a terrible law and it would lead to discrimination against the Mexican people. And Mexican authorities across the board have criticized Arizona's SB 1070. That's the name of it. And it's a law that requires local police to check the status of people suspected of being illegal immigrants. And the law does provide that a check be done in connection with another law enforcement event, which they already had anyway, like a traffic stop, for example. And it also allows Arizona citizens to file lawsuits against the local law enforcement types, the cops, etc., for not fully enforcing immigration laws. So how about that? Well, what's interesting now is in the wake of it and in all of the investigation that goes on, Mexico has a law that's not different from Arizona's at all. It empowers the local police to check the immigration documents of people suspected of not being in the country legally, right? So you could be from Guatemala, Honduras, wherever, the United States. And all of that criticism leveled from Mexico, from Calderon and others, which, of course, Mexico is the largest single source of illegal immigrants in the United States. But yet, in Mexico, illegal immigrants get terrible treatment, horrible treatment, beatings, and bruised up faces and everything else from corrupt Mexican people, from the law enforcement there. So, hello, give me a break here. Not shocking, but so typical. Everybody takes Calderon on face value and his cohorts, but they don't really look behind the curtain and see that Mexico does the same bloody thing. I mean, shouldn't they clean up their own mess before they start pointing fingers at us? It's crazy. In fact, in 1 6-month period from September of 2008 through February of 2009, at least 9,700-plus migrants were kidnapped and held for ransom in Mexico, 91 of them with direct participation of Mexican police. Other migrants were stopped and shaken down for bribes. That's what happens. I mean, so come on, cut the crap. Give me a break. I'll say it again. It's outrageous what Mexico says. In fact, this is good to know because we make jokes and we've said that. Well, then let's all just go to Mexico and we'll see how they like it. So Mexican law calls for 6 to 12 years of prison and $46,000 in fines for anyone who shelters or transports illegal immigrants. Yeah. For years, the Mexican government has allowed charity groups, pretty much, to operate migrant shelters where they can rest for a few days wherever it is they're going. But the bottom line is that they can shake anyone down for papers. Anybody down for papers. That's exactly what it is. And they prove it time and time again when you hear of people who narrowly feel like they escaped with their life, and they're discouraging. They're trying to, in Mexico, the Mexican House of Representatives, they approved all of these measures that are similar to what we have going on in Arizona, and yet they criticize Arizona. You just knew it was going to be that. You just knew that something was amiss. And sure enough, it was. So Calderon was speaking out of his back pocket, and he wasn't using his vocal cords for anything but hot air, because it's crazy now. We've got our lawmakers, I mean, really, giving a standing ovation to Calderon for the words that he used in condemning Arizona. I mean, standing ovation. Well, he's doing worse to people who are in Mexico illegally. So what gives? What's good for the goose, not good for the gander? What about that whole biting the hand that feeds you? We are feeding Mexico, after all, aren't we? Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about the credit card pinch and something I think that all of you can relate to. And actually, this doesn't have to do with just credit cards. You know how awful it is when you have something break down and you got to call the company, whatever. Because, you know, this is the deal. You're never going to get a live person. I don't know why. It infuriates me. There's something about getting a live voice, and all you get is animated voices. And then when you do get a live voice, it's somebody in another country, and they have no clue what you're talking about. Adig-a-dog, that's happened to me a couple times. I'm like, wow, I'm trying to speak English, and I have no clue what they're saying to me. So forget it with my computer. I'll just figure it out myself, or have one of my buddies figure it out. I mean, I hate to say that, and I don't want to be the ugly American, but I know all of you know what I'm talking about. When you're trying to figure out, especially when there's a problem, that's the biggest thing. When there's a problem, that's the thing that you're going to, that's the time that you're going to get shuttled across the pond into someplace else, and you're going to have no idea what's being said to you. And I know that feeling. I am right there with you because it has happened to me way too many times. But it does happen with credit cards. It happens with credit cards a lot. If there was like a problem with your payment, or you were changing something with your credit card, you're cutting it off, whatever, you would not get the live person. You would end up getting most likely somebody in another country, or some kind of a horrible, horrible feed. So I guess the point of telling you this is that we're going to talk about this coming up on America Tonight and let you hear what Chuck Schumer, the esteemed or long-term senator anyway from New York, had to say on the subject of call centers. And it goes back to the whole Made in the USA thing. Why don't we have, I know we have call centers in the United States, but why isn't the push on to have as many call centers here as possible instead of in India or some other country overseas? So that when we all call, people can understand what we're saying. Because that's the, boy, that's the most infuriating thing. I don't know about all of you, but when you're the most basic sentence you're framing, the person on the other end can't understand. It does not instill confidence, let's say, in their ability to fix my cable television problem or my internet problem or whatever it, you know, might be. And I just cringe when I have to go to the phone line. Because, oh, we have these helplines, and it's great if they understand what you're saying, but if they don't understand what you're saying, it's a nightmare. I mean, it is a nightmare. This is kind of a quick follow-up story to something we did last week. We were talking about another interesting thing about, it's not interesting in the sense that it's sad, but the disguises that people will go to and the extremes they'll go to so that they can rob a bank. And I mean, there are those modern-day stick-ups. A lot of times they're in smaller places. There is a guy who claims he robbed 21 banks in the eastern and central U.S., so he's become so elusive that the FBI has given him a nickname. He's called the Granddaddy Bandit, and they announced plans to boost a digital picture of him on billboards in a bunch of different cities. The man, who's about 50 or 60 years old, is suspected in 21, can you imagine, robberies in 12 states. He better not get caught. He'll be going away for a very long time. So to catch him, the FBI partnered with outdoor advertisers on a digital billboard campaign that's displaying a surveillance photo of the robber. And who knows, maybe the net is big enough and they'll be able to nail this guy. The FBI is offering like 10 grand for any kind of tip leading to the arrest and conviction of the guy they're calling the Granddad Bandit. Yeah. And even Crime Stoppers is throwing in some money. They're throwing in $1,000 for any info that leads ultimately to the arrest. And the Granddaddy Bandit better take cover, because when there's all this money being offered, I got to think someone is going to sell them out. Someone's going to sell Grandpa out so they can make a few extra bucks. And it might be, you know, it might happen in a couple of weeks. It might happen tomorrow. But can you imagine looking over your shoulder? It's not as glamorous as it looks on the tube. To me, it seems like it'd be a lot of roughing it. A lot of roughing it. All right, we scrapped the dungeon the last hour, but we're reviving it this hour. It's been a while, and I really feel like shoving someone in the dungeon. Hang with us. Find out who it is.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar.
A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Dooble will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come here, One more time. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama, and take it for you to see. And your face is fine and cooking. Got a brand new bag.
All right, so we did bring back the dungeon. We're going to do that in just a second, but quickly, I happened to read some Hollywood garbage. I don't know where I was. I want to say I was at the supermarket. That's so cliche, isn't it? I was running in to go grab, like, burgers and hot dogs, I believe, and I saw a story about Dancing with the Stars. Will Lindsay Lohan become the next famous Dancing with the Stars alum? Well, first of all, she has to get asked to be on Dancing with the Stars. She's not even at the alum status. A lot of people think she would be perfect because who wouldn't want to see Lindsay Lohan? And that's the whole idea. They're trying to get more outrageous, but please give me a break. Something is not right. Some light was shut off in this girl's brain. And watching Lindsay Lohan dance for dollars, I don't know. I just don't get it. To me, I don't see how titillating it would be, but she may have enough of a following, like Paris Hilton, that somebody would watch her. They would be interested to see if she would fall flat on her face or if she was actually a decent dancer. I don't watch the show other than to see snippets here and there. I mean, it's pretty obvious what it's about. But I'm just saying, Lindsay, if you get asked, do not do it, girl. Do not do it. You can't stay right for however many weeks. You cannot do those practices. Don't do that to yourself. Oof. Who, for goodness sake, can do that anyway? All right, now for our dungeon moment. It'd be easy to shove in Benjamin Netanyahu. There's confusion. You know, were his guys being attacked? The commandos, did they play it up? What's really going on with Israel? And it'd be easy to throw Ahmadinejad in because he's such an idiot and he uses any opportunity to slam not only the United States but Israel or whoever else. I mean, when the guy says there was no Holocaust, sorry, not buying it, was there, not at the Holocaust, but Saul, actually saw one of the concentration camps, and I just don't think that is a Disneyland and it's a made-up thing, so I'm not going there. But it's a layup. We've done it before. So this candidate for the dungeon, sad to say, is going in the dungeon for making excuses. Britain's Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, was on Oprah Winfrey's show, and she told Oprah Winfrey she was drinking and in the gutter, that she was in the gutter. And she, what she did was she offered to sell access to her ex-husband, Prince Andrew, for a lot of money. And wanted cash payment right up front and was going to get the rest of it. And then it was, of course, exploded in the tabloids and she was set up and everything else. So she goes on Oprah Winfrey's show. She always seemed kind of, and what do you know about these people from afar? But I don't know. From, you got the sense that she was sincere. So now she's saying on Oprah, I'm aware of the fact I've been drinking and I wasn't in the right place. And then she says stuff like, I haven't faced the devil in the face because I was in the gutter at that moment and blah, 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 blah. You know, she's divorced from Andrew since 96. And they've got two daughters who are teenagers, almost grown girls. So she asks in the setup meeting for $40,000 in cash, and then the rest of it could come later to have access to Prince Andrew. So I'm going to say for all the embarrassment and humiliation this has caused rather her two daughters and then her ex-husband who's been very supportive of her, you know, the excuse of the drinking or whatever, even if it's true, I'm just not buying what Sarah Ferguson is selling. So I think we got to throw the ex-Weight Watcher in the dungeon. Please do the honors, Rachel.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Ah, you gotta love that scream at the end. So, Rachel Woodhouse is stepping in for Mr. Matt Johnson. He needed a mental day. He needed a mental day out. He needed an extra time out. So we have Rachel with us, because I'm sure he'd have some thoughts on the fiery redhead. Rachel, what do you think of the whole Fergie thing? I think it's a bunch of excuses, though. She might be drinking. Maybe she does have a problem with the bottle. But I think that's not owning up to it. This whole celebrity, Jesse James, I had the most beautiful woman, I screwed up. I'm not buying all this apology crap.
Well, it just, you know, why are their lives such a mess all the time? You'd think that they would be able to make them better. I don't know. It's crazy. But
I would say that. Why would, you know, everybody says it's true. Everybody says, what if I won the lottery tomorrow? I mean, you might have all these relatives you never knew that would come out of the woodwork and they'd want money from you. But at the same time, everybody says, wow, if I could just have XYZ, it would be great. It would change my life. It would change my kid's life. It would, you know, whatever. And in Fergie's case, she had plenty of chances. I mean, she got endorsements from all kinds of things. So it's not like she's never had any money. So where is all this money going to? Has she got a shoe fetish? Is she just spending money? What happened to all the money that she's made? Yeah, booze, but a lot of it. She must have an incredible bar then, because it's not right.
We should go over there, Kate, and, you know, check out her bar, you know.
That's right. Call her up. Hey, Fergie, I know Oprah did the exclusive, but we have a different kind of interview in mind. We want to taste what you're drinking. We want to see what it is. We want to sample the sauce. Yeah. That's probably not going to fly with her, though. Hey, speaking of flying, I bet you that with this pot tax haul, I just happened to see the story in D.C. that there's a tax, of course there is, on medical marijuana, but they're saying the tax could actually generate almost $500,000 for the city over the next 5 years. That's a pretty healthy chunk of change. Washington's Office of the Chief Financial Officer provided that estimate to the D.C. Council because they're proposing taxing marijuana as part of the budget negotiations. And with that kind of money coming in the door, that's, wow, that's pretty good. I didn't realize it was that high, $500,000. And an ounce of marijuana is expected to cost an average of $350 in Washington. So you add a 6% tax, that would mean users would pay another $21 in taxes on an ounce of marijuana. Ooh. Yeah. So you're going to have some extra jingle in those pockets to make it work. A little extra of that, what do they call it, fairy dust, to make sure that it's being sprinkled in the right places. And $500,000, 5 years. Wow. A lot of people dangling on the vine, probably not too happy about that one. And let's leave you on, you know, the whole medical marijuana thing. And let's leave you with this quick note. You know how I feel about Major Hassan and all the ridiculousness, sickening tragedy that happened at Fort Hood, the open fire that resulted in way too many people dying in shock and disbelief among family members who probably weren't worried until they left the United States. So, I mean, it's beyond outrageous. There was a hearing, and Major Hassan was at the hearing. He was stone silent, didn't talk to anyone. Afterwards, people are desperate to get something from him, like, why'd you do it? Why'd you do it? And he still didn't reveal very much. So I don't know that we'll ever really cut across what happened there. I don't think we're going to ever, ever truly know what it was that went off in him that allowed him to kill that many Americans in his quest for the gazillion virgins, I guess, right, is what I'm thinking. Wow. I think I'm still confused over that $500,000. $500,000. They had legislation in D.C. I remember talking about this on the air with other medical conditions like HIV and AIDS and glaucoma and cancer and other things that even multiple sclerosis, they're saying now you could get the marijuana to help with the illnesses. But now there's this other, I'll call it the tunnel. There's this other tunnel in the way to get the marijuana, which is criminals are using, which leads to the virgins that I was talking about, which leads to the possibility, follow if you will, the crazy pipeline of getting through our southern border and those who would turn into Faisal Shahzads. Ooh, nasty stuff. Email me, americatonight.net.